Hi everyone, it's Leah, the life coach. I'm coming on today because today is, it's a special day for me because people always tell me that I don't share my struggles and my downfalls with people. And I want to clarify that just a little bit. I want to express that you don't hear me talking about negative things and downfalls so very often. But I do feel that when I do have my down moments, that I do get on and share it with you. I've done it through poetry, I've done it through open letter, I've done it through audios and lies, posts, just speaking my story and my truth. And they may seem far few in between, but in reality, those were the times that I acknowledged as downfalls or struggles, because I am a super firm believer in taking your moment and then getting back up and dusting yourself off. Taking your moment and getting back up and dusting yourself off. Not sweeping it under the rug, not denying the pain, not denying the reality, but accepting it in its totality. And honoring it with whatever emotional energy that I need to give to it. And I find that that is very freeing because we carry this stuff with us. When we haven't been able to process things, we carry it in our suitcases, in our back pocket, we drag it, we stash it, but we're still responsible for it. Release yourself from the responsibility of the things that suck, the things that you cannot change, and own it, and be grateful and thankful that you were there to think on it in retrospect now, and now make different choices for tomorrow. So take your moment, dust yourself off, and get back up. You will smile again. You are still here. Let's grow. Another part of that is that they are far few in between, also because I have trained myself to have a different definition of good, bad, negative, positive. And to me, I have turned them into something that is directional, that just is. And I just need to respond from a place of who I truly am and where I truly am at that moment in time. So to me, good and bad is just left and right. Stop and go. I just take in the scenery. I just take in the experience. I just take in the beauty. I take in the chaos. I take in the people. I take in everything that it has to show me. Because I think it's pivotal to my journey and where I want to go. And where I'm going. So I feel like they are markers. They are signs. They are directional street signs that tell me if I'm on my path, if I'm in alignment with me. I love talking about the law of polarity because there's power in the struggle when you can understand the law of polarity. The law of polarity is there's no up with no down. They have to be there, labeled and present, so that you can find your point of reference of where you are and where you want to go. But there is always the one end and the total opposite on the other side. So whenever you are in a feeling of low vibration, or sadness, or anger, and fear, You have the power to know that you are just in the wrong location at this moment in time, and this is temporary, and you have power over it to change your marker in between these two polarities of each other, happy and sad. So if you are experiencing sad in this moment of time, it is up to you to choose the other direction, which just means the total opposite of whatever was going on in that moment. Go the other way. At the other end is happiness and joy. That should be powerful to anyone, of just being able to recognize where you are and then where you want to go. Use your reality, your surroundings, and your environment as a roadmap, as a GPS to your success and happiness. And know that you have an internal GPS that you may not understand, you may not realize, but it's attracting everything you need for everything you want in that moment, everything you need to learn. So if you want to become a boxer, you just can't get in the room and in the ring and then win, you know, no belts and just do that. You have to train. You have to throw a few punches. You have to get punched a few times. You have to get knocked down. You have to win a few times. You have to lose a few times. And that's what the universe is delivering to you when you're going through your days. So whatever is true and organic to your heart is what is trying to come to fruition for you. But it's not simple as just making it appear, although it could be. But there's universal truth and knowledges that we accept as our truth that won't allow these things to just materialize this fast or this way. It has to come to us how we can understand it and accept it. So the universe is only giving it to you within your boundaries and understanding of what you're asking for. So be clear on it. Get great clarity and confidence, and be calibrated to exactly who you are every moment of the day, and cultivate it always. So now that I'm past that, it's not that I don't share my downfalls with you. I may not perceive them as a downfall to share with you in that way. So I am still happy that day that I may have gotten a ticket or my car may have broken down, because I may have found the lesson, the joy in it, the moment of the delay or what it meant to me already. And so it wasn't frustrating to me. It was directional to me. But I want you guys to please know and understand that I do have bad days, but I do share most of those things with you. If you look back into some of the past things that I've said, I've written open letters and said that I was sad or this was happening. So I want you guys to believe that I'm sharing me with you. And this is something that I want people to be able to see, because they have so much power in them that they are not utilizing. So I want to be an example of that power, of the power of perspective, the power of polarity. So many strengths that we carry within us that we simply need to activate and utilize. And it just takes a little bit of attention, a little bit of focus, intent. So today I'll tell you why I'm having my moment. Yesterday I did a live about relationships. Someone that came on to one of my lives, and they were like, well, you know, I tried to call you. We've never done nothing together. I was like, oh, okay, well, I didn't know you wanted to do anything together. Let's do something, right? So he's like, all right. So we kind of chatted a little bit later, and I was like, okay, well, what would you like to do together? He was like, I don't know. And I was like, well, what are you really good at? He goes, I give really good relationship advice to the people around me. I was like, awesome. So many people need that. Maybe even I need that, you know? So we scheduled a live, and we did it yesterday. It was about relationships. Check it out. If you didn't, check it out. It's on Facebook Live on my profile, Leah Brown. And we talked about a various array of subjects with relationship, from age in dating, what people's disconnect was when dating, and being honest, getting you further and into what you desire than to tell what you think people just want to hear. But we got on this other part where I had encountered a few relationships that were, you know, stonewalled, blocked out, deleted, and, you know, not explored because of someone's preference, priority, and perspective, which I honor greatly. I really do. Do you? Please, do you? But I wanted to put it on these people's heart, another perspective. So this is the scenario. When you meet someone new and they let you know from the beginning that they are only focused on their job, you know, like maybe they're looking for a promotion, or, you know, maybe they're running their own business and that's what they are focusing on, and that's all they can focus on. Maybe they're getting degrees. Maybe they have responsibilities within the family, and that, or they want to get their money up to a certain level before they pursue any relationships outside of the priority and direction of, you know, making money or getting those degrees or getting that title or promotion. And my perspective on it was that those things were man-made things that came later. What began this was life, man and woman, here. Life was here before job titles, promotions, the big office in the corner, the degrees to put on your wall, that dollar bill that leads us astray at times. We make the dollar bill valuable. And I truly feel like I like the dollar bill better as a tree. I have more value for the tree than I do for that dollar bill or that degree or that letter of recommendation. I value the tree. That is more of a currency to me than the dollar bill. But I understand that what is valued on a whole level has to be dealt with. But that's exactly it. You deal with it. It doesn't deal with you. And I just wanted to bring attention that I thought that to honor something that didn't even exist when we were created, over something that was created with you and for you, was doing a disservice to your days, your moments. Excuse me, I'm a little sick. And I wanted to remind people that life is about a balance. about harmony that brings the individual a euphoric feeling of joy, because it's balanced and calibrated for that person. So I do understand when you are just in love with the grind, you're just in love with something, and that is what fuels you, and you want that, and you gotta make that important. But to X out a whole area of your life that began with you, that was created for you, just seems a little unnatural to me and unbalanced and less rewarding, because we can have it all. You should have someone that's with you, that supports what's important to you and helps to elevate you and get you there, and then can celebrate and recognize and remember with you the hard work it took, how valuable it is to you as a unit in that relationship, and they support and elevate you and uplift you. And if they don't, yeah, let them disqualify themselves. But to not even accept the application for the experience, that you have to remember your internal GPS is drawing to you, and you should experience, and you're fully capable of experiencing this and getting that ultimate success where you deem it to be important. Because you want to make sure that you communicate to the other partner what is really important to you, and that if they would want any space in your life, that they would have to honor that and it be important to them as well. And you can have conversations and communication and set boundaries and expectations to have a complete balance that really gives you a high vibration of what life really is and what it's really all about. So I wanted to put it on people's heart that yes, career is important. Yes, money has to be valued and respected and earned, and dedication has to be put to it. But do the job. Get it done. Let's do this. Include what you need to balance out your life and make it happen, because tomorrow's not promised. The only thing we have right now is now. This is the moment. This is what you're creating, the now. Don't be afraid to love. Whether you get burned, backstabbed, and they leave, enjoy the love while it was there. It came for you for that moment. And once it's gone, it needs to go and share itself with someone else. And something else is going to come to you. Another experience that is calibrated to you and your heart's desire in that moment. Something that's going to teach you something. Something that's going to grow you. Something that's going to love you. Give you muscle memory. It's okay. You are fully capable of handling whatever your heart desires. You have it within you to succeed with your heart's desires. But there may be steps along the way that you have to learn. There may be muscle memory that you have to build up. There just may be muscles you have to build up. There may be reflexes that you have that are instinctual, because you don't have that split second to think about it. So allow it to show you what it needs to show you, what it needs to invoke in you, what it needs to activate in you. Allow it the space. Allow it the blank, open canvas that it needs to really teach you, inspire you, and show you. And know that you are fully capable of dealing with it. We are not fragile little flowers in love or life. We are able to have our heart broken into a million pieces and us love again, us smile again, us make someone else smile again. We are stronger than our brain would like to let on because it has a job to do to protect us. And when the job is, when the brain is worried, all you need to do is put a little attention, energy, and focus into that area because it needs the best you to get over that jump, that leap, that heel, you know. But it is not to just stagnate you permanently at all. So I want people to love now. Don't put it off until tomorrow. The feelings change. The realities change. Love the people who are around you. Explore them. Experience them. So, that was near and dear to my heart. And I spoke on it yesterday. I probably added a little bit more to the live, so check it out if you get a chance, if you thought that was, you know, interesting. But today, where I've gotten a little intent on the thinking of that act of someone Xing that out of their life, not allowing the opportunity of people to naturally come and inspire them and flow through their lives, thinking that it's a threat to whatever they care about and what their goals are and what they're focused on. I mean, you definitely want to only allow people into that close space that elevate and uplift you to get to your goals as you do for that person as well. But today is my brother's birthday. Happy birthday. I love you so very much. And I was thinking about him. And we love each other very much. We're very close. We grew up in the same household. It's just that my brother has been very focused on building wealth and building something of his own wealth to then, you know, be proud of and stand behind that. And I so applaud that, and I'm so happy he has goals like that, and that he's so disciplined and focused on it. But in his discipline and his focus and the attitude of only wanting to emerge and be present and those around him from his past when he is successful and, you know, on his feet with wealth as he would see fit, and only he would see his fit, because I would deem my brother to be very successful. And I always have. But he has to feel it. But what he has done on his quest is that he has put a lot of space between who he wants to present this great, solid wealth picture to, because he only wants to show up as that. And I get it. I understand. But what has happened is that we don't make as much contact and communicate or see each other as much as I would like. I've lived in my home for 10 years, and at one point he lived a good 4 minutes away, and I barely seen him because he worked so hard all the time. And you think, oh, well, holidays, He has a type of business where the holidays make him even busier. So, not so many of those either, but a few. But now, today's his birthday, and it made me think about him. And I just was sitting here, and I was like, it's been a really long time since I've seen my brother, since I've talked to him. And we're not on bad terms at all. He doesn't live in another state. He doesn't live, you know, 2 minutes away anymore. He lives about 30 minutes away. And I still haven't seen him for a while because that's not what he's allowing right now, you know? And it's not like I just couldn't, like, Bogart, I guess, but I've been patient and waiting, but it made me sad today to think of how long it's been since I've actually seen him. Or spoke to him. So he follows me on social media, so I see him. He watches my story. He likes my things, and he's very supportive, very loving. But what made me sad about What really made me sad about this was that I feel like I'm starting to forget. Sometimes I can't recall a conversation we had or a joke we laughed at or a moment we shared. And it gets harder to remember or recall those moments the more time there is between us, you know? And it made me sad to think that he's only gonna see himself good enough when he chooses that he's good enough to show back up. And I have to trust in his system where I'm afraid, what if he's so hard on himself he never deems himself successful and comes back to flash everything and buy everybody a house, you know? Because, I mean, that's what he says. He says, I'm going to come and I'm going to buy everybody a house, a car, and you won't have to worry about anything, I promise. For the people who X these certain people and experiences out of your life, there's also the other end of the experience that those people are not experiencing. You are here to contribute who you are to everyone that you're around and that you come into contact with. No pressure. You don't have to do nothing great and grand. You just gotta be you. And know that you are more than enough. I have gone without feeling like I have a brother for years. All because he wants to buy me a house and a car and have me not worry. I don't know his favorite color. I don't know where he likes to go to dinner. And let me tell you, tell you, there's no animosity between us. Like, my brother loves me to death. I love my brother. If I called him right now, he would pick up. But there's always a distance that he keeps and that he maintains and that he prefers. And I've just been waiting. I've recently started to realize that my mother is older, but she's not really, because she looks so young. You don't see the age on her, but she still has the health problems that go along with it. And I even feel bad for her, because as long as it's been for me, it's been longer for her. And I see her hurt from it. And I just tell you, we had a tough, rough upbringing, like probably most of the people in the world. We had our struggle moments. We had lack. We had a space and place where we wanted to be somewhere else. So my brother got the opportunity to be somewhere else. He took it. And we've all grown and evolved, and that lack that we had in our younger ages is, you know, it's kind of there in its place. I don't foresee it, you know, coming in and taking over our adult life from what we've set up, you know, trying to get away from that place and space. But it can happen in an instant, I suppose. But we are all fine in this moment, you know. And we come a long way. So I think he just wants to do what he said he was going to do. I think he has a goal in mind. But we have suffered and hurt a lot from his focus and priority. You know, being the first and foremost, you know. I just want to remind people that you don't always have tomorrow. He may never deem himself to be wealthy enough to come and feel great and comfortable around us. That would mean that I don't get to experience life having a brother. You affect people around you. With every decision you make, I want to put it on your heart that I think it's unnatural and not organic to X out parts of your life to focus on another one. You have to find the balance in all of them. You got to get better, faster, smarter about it. That's how you make it happen. The whole balance is your success. And make time for people now. People are what's really important. People are what it's really about. If something were to happen to my mother, she would be devastated at how long it's been since she's seen her son. If something were to happen to me or my brother, we would both be devastated of how little we know about each other. He cheats because he follows me. So he probably knows a little bit more about me than I do him. But love now, guys. It's okay. It's what you're here to do. People were put here to calibrate, to cultivate. Love now. Love through everything. So, take a look at what you put first. Make sure it's really what you want to be first. I hope that it has a heartbeat. But if you're happy with what it is, be sure to balance out all the other things that are equally important to you and make it your mission to get to all of it and balance it out to where you feel joy and happiness. Does this mean like I don't want you to, you know, take a break from dating and get your school together? No. Does this mean I don't want you to take a break and work on your big case and get things together? No. I want you to get really good at that where you also take a night out for yourself. You also pick up a phone call and ask somebody else how they're doing. You also deal with the good and the bad of having relationships with people who love and care about you. And you make it work. And like I said in my live yesterday, some days are going to be harder than others. But make sure it's all worth it. Don't wait till the heart beats no longer to speak your truth and your love to these people who are around you trying to show you love and calibrate with you. And don't be afraid. People got hurt by their high school love or their husband of 10 years and they don't want to get hurt again. That pain happened so that you can know what you're made of. So you can know that you're tough. That you can love and love again and heal and love again and heal. It's okay. You love people in different ways, different moments, for different reasons, different seasons. Just love. Thank you so much for checking me out. Don't ever say I don't put my sad things out here. I'm here for you guys. I'm not actually sad, you know. I just had a thought about this, and I want to change people's perspective who are putting life on hold for what they deem will get them a good life. The life you have right now is an amazingly great, beautiful life. And if it's not, make the changes until it is. You can do it. Your balance is your success. I love you guys so much. My website is leonalifecoach.com. My phone number is 818-319-3313. My email is leonalifecoach@gmail.com. If you need to read it, reach out to me. I'm here for you guys, okay? I hope you have the most amazing day ever, and I hope you love now, love hard, and love always, through the fear, through the pain, love. Thank you.